In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're continuing with the new era of the divine will, part two. We're at the last two paragraphs of volume 12, January 29th, 1919. And Jesus explained to Louisa why he's giving this gift to mankind in this time, because of the new era that's coming, the abundant life that mankind is going to receive. So interrupting Jesus, when Jesus was talking, Louisa interrupted Jesus and says, "My love, Jesus, if there is so much good in this living in the divine will, why didn't you manifest it before?" Here it is 2,000 years later, after you were crucified, died, and rose from the dead. The Holy Church has been going on for 2,000 years. And why didn't you tell anybody about this before? And that's our question. Our question is, why didn't God do this? What's the reason why God waited so long to do this? And he said to Louisa, "My daughter Louisa, first I, Jesus, had to make known what my holy humanity did and suffered externally." So he says, for the last 2,000 years, people have learned who I was, what I did humanly. That's the Gospels. That's the sacred scripture. That's our dogma and doctrine. He says, to be able to dispose souls to knowing what my divine will did inside. So we have now been disposed over the last 2,000 years, because of the lives of the saints, to begin to know what Jesus's divinity did. If we didn't know what his holy humanity did, I'm sorry. If we didn't know what his holy humanity did, we would not understand what his divinity did inside him. And now we're going to discover this. This is the most exciting times to be alive. It's an amazing time to be alive. It's to begin to know what Jesus did inside his divinity. So he says, the creature is incapable of understanding my divine work altogether. So we would not have been able to understand the holy humanity of Christ and the divinity together if God just showed everything. We would be enamored by what he did divinely and think a little bit of what he did humanly. He said, therefore, he says, I, God, keep manifesting myself little by little. And this is the great hope. Little by little as we read, little by little as we study, little by little as we put into practice these truths, these manifestations, these promises that Jesus gives to Louisa. The more that we enter into this abundant life, the happier we become. So we've learned for the last 2,000 years about Jesus' holy humanity. And now Jesus says, now I'm going to teach you about my divine life. And that's why we have been predestined to be alive at this time. We've been predestined to begin this new and eternal life on earth as it is in heaven. This is what God is asking. She says, then, from your link of connection with me, and Jesus explains later, me and my mother, we're one. He says, the links of other souls will be connected. So in order to receive this gift of the divine will, we have to be linked to Louisa. In order to receive the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, we have to be linked to Louisa. Many people in the divine will don't understand this yet. Jesus says it very clearly. Your link to Jesus and Mary, Louisa. Now, other links, other souls will be connected to Jesus and Mary. Why? He says, And I, Jesus, and Mary, basically, will have a cohort of souls who, living in my most holy divine will redo all the acts of mankind. That's our job, to do and redo. What's the reason of doing and redoing everything, repairing and redoing? It's the regeneration that's coming. This new and abundant life that God wanted for Adam is now given to mankind through this newborn Louisa. This is what God is asking of us. He's asking us to begin to live this abundant life of Jesus and Mary that was given to Louisa. So our Lord is asking us, pleading with us, to begin to live this abundant life. It's our job. It's why we're alive today. Not just to do the will of God like the saints, but to live in the will of God the way Jesus and Mary lived. This is what Jesus and Mary gave to Louisa. And that's why he says, you, Louisa, linked to Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. Now what will happen is we can be linked to you, Louisa, to have this life. So to be a Franciscan without St. Francis doesn't make sense. To be a Dominican without St. Dominic doesn't make sense. To be a Benedictine without linked to St. Benedict doesn't make sense. To be linked to Jesus and Mary without Louisa doesn't make sense. You have to be linked to Louisa. Again, when you make your prayers, when you do your prevenient act in the morning, you make your prevenient act to the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit fused with Jesus, Mary, and Louisa. Why? This is what Jesus says. I want to have a cohort of souls living in my divine will, linked to you, Louisa, so that all these souls, the little children of the holy divine will do the acts, redo the acts of all mankind, past, present, and future. A new beginning is happening. And it's happening with us if we wish. Jesus has planned this, and all that he's asking of us is to give our fiat. That's all he's asking. Are you willing to give your yes to God? So he says, therefore, I, Jesus, will receive the glory of the many suspended acts done only by me and my mother, he says. All these acts that are waiting for the little children of the holy divine will be redone. I, God, will receive the glory. The acts only done by me also from other souls, from the little children of the holy divine will. So we are called by Jesus to allow him to repair and redo in us and what Our Lady did in us so that everything will be redone. He's giving us the opportunity to give back to the Father all the glory, all the honor, all the praise that humans should give to God because of what Jesus has done. Now we can do this. And Jesus says he's going to teach us the way and the how this is going to happen. It's a new beginning for all mankind. This is the most glorious time to be alive. The souls who have been given the book of heaven, you will praise God in a way that the saints would envy if they could for all eternity. Can you imagine St. Thomas Aquinas reading the book of heaven or St. Francis of Assisi reading the book of heaven? I mean, they would enter into this with such love. God has given it to us to re-enter into the divine inheritance of the Father, to live in the divine will through the power of the Holy Spirit, to become divine mirrors of Jesus. That's what the divine will is about. So he says this. He says, I, Jesus, will receive the glory of the many suspended acts done only by me, also from creatures, and these form all classes for the virgins, the priests, the lay people, according to their office. So we're repairing in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. Everything is having its fulfillment now. Remember when Jesus says, this is the time of fulfillment for redemption 2,000 years ago. This is the time of fulfillment, of sanctification. That's why everything is happening now in the church and in our nations and in our families. God is saying, who wants the kingdom? Who wants to be with God eternally? Who wants the fulfillment of the Our Father? And at this point, Jesus says, would you be willing to do this for all mankind? As he says this, all classes, for virgins, for priests, for lay people, according to their office, are you willing to do this? Can you give your fiat to do this? He says, these souls will no longer operate humanly, but rather they, as they penetrate into my most holy divine will, their acts will multiply for everyone, past, present, and future, in a way which is fully divine. Why? Jesus and Mary are doing this in us. How? Through Louisa. By being linked to Louisa, we're pairing, we're doing exactly the way Jesus and Mary, because they're doing it in us. Jesus, pray in my praying, beat in my heart beating, breathe in my breathing, dance in my dancing, sing in my singing. Everything changes. We are no longer alone. We're no longer separated with God 1,000 miles away. We're one with God, fused with God, which we pray every day and with our prevenient act. So Jesus says, it's going to be multiplied for everyone in a way which is fully divine. Why? God in us is doing it. Image and likeness. He's beginning. And it's not the fullness of it yet. It's going to happen. He says, but little by little, we're learning this. Little by little, we're dying to our ego and our will. Little and little, we are no longer worried, fearful, anxious, complaining, negative. Little by little, we're no longer sinning. We're entering into this abundant life, the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve, through the newborn, Louisa. This is what God has planned from eternity. This is what God is giving us today, if we wish. And then he says, I, Jesus, will receive from the creatures, from mankind, the divine glory of many sacraments administered and received in a human way. That's why when you go to communion, you receive in a divine way. You say, Jesus, I want to receive as you received yourself in the Last Supper, in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future, so that all mankind can receive you worthily, because you have received it in, with, through, and for me, for in, with, through, and for them. And he says this, he says, of others who have profaned, others who have sullied with interest, others, many good works, which I, Jesus, remain more dishonored than honored. We're repairing, we're redoing everyone and everything. I, Jesus, yearn very much for this time. For this time. And you, Louisa, pray and yearn for it together with me. And he says, and you who are linked to Louisa, pray and yearn for it together with me. And do not move your link of connection with me. But Louisa, you must start. You must be the first one. And we are the first link to Louisa. Why? Not for Louisa's sake, but to enter into the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. Our God has blessed us immensely by giving us Louisa in the Book of Heaven. Our God is saying, finally, finally, there are souls who are going to receive this abundant life. So let us pray. We pray that the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. And we pray that we may be divinely healed in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.